Somaliland on the east coast of Africa has its own elections, passports and currency. The 3.5 million inhabitants declared independence from Somalia in 1991. But so far, the international community hasn't recognized Somalia as a country in its own right. That is, until the English city of Sheffield recently voted to recognize it. The move sparked celebration in Somaliland communities across the world, and campaigners now hope this will put pressure on the British government and other governments to formally accept their country's status. Ashley Byrne went to find out why this small step means so much to many.
It was fantastic. And I see my people wearing our own flag, and that was beautiful. That was the moment we were waiting for.
Scenes of a celebration in Sheffield this spring when the city council symbolically voted to recognise Somaliland as an independent state.
All those in favour of the motion, please vote. All those against, any abstentions? The motion is carried.
Sheffield is a city of about 500,000 people in the north of England. The vote doesn't change anything politically or legally for the East African state fighting for recognition from the international community. So why were campaigners celebrating?
My name's Khatun Mohamed Elme. To be honest with you, it's mean to me the whole my life. Since I born and I was growing up, to me, it's our young generation. They have to at least get peace and they have to know who they are.
Emma grew up in Somaliland and remembers the country under dictator Mohamed Siad Barre and the vicious crackdowns he instigated against the independence movement in the 1980s.
When I was in child, we saw our people killing with nothing. Those dictators, they knock your house, take the people, if they are rich, take their property, everything, and killing. I remember first time I saw it, the people killing our people, I know my uncle is, all of my neighbors. It was 1984. I was young that time, 20 December 1984, and they killed and they took 42 men.
The roots of Somaliland's independence relate back to its colonial history, as Anna Rader of the School of Oriental and African Studies explains.
Somaliland and Somalia were both colonised by different European powers. Somaliland is what was known as the British Protectorate of Somaliland, whereas what we now call Somalia was ruled and controlled by Italy. Basically, in the late 1950s, they came together in one nation, one country. During the 30 years of independence that followed, Somaliland and Somalia attempted to create a national infrastructure that combined the two colonial legacies. But the northerners felt that they were less integrated into the Mogadishu administration. And in fact, when Siad Barre took over in the military coup in 1969, that administration was very southern focused. So in the 1980s, the northerners began a resistance movement to try and get more economic and political freedoms under this dictatorship. This led to the civil war in which the Siad Barre regime fell, and we led into the situation which we now know as the failed state in Somalia.
Meanwhile, the elders of Somaliland decided to break the union that had existed since 1960 and go their own way. That's meant existing as a de facto state for the last 20 years. Unlike its southern neighbour, it's a functioning state with democratic elections. Campaigners say that Somaliland, with a population of 3.5 million, fulfils all the criteria to be an independent nation, but the international community has never recognised it as a country. Why?
The terrible irony of it is that the states that we've seen gain independence in the last 20 years, Kosovo, East Timor and South Sudan, have all been in the thick of civil war, and this was part of the peace agreements that ended the violence. Somaliland ended the violence on its own and has been relatively peaceful and stable. Somaliland is kind of seen as this island of peace to the north of Somalia, and yet because of resistance in the international community about supporting secession and the breakup of states, Somaliland remains unrecognised.
Homan Maruf is the local politician in Sheffield who tabled the motion to recognise Somaliland.
But my information and my reading and study says the African Union and the African countries, they're also very much interested to recognise, but they don't want to be first one. So that's why will have to take very strong action. That's why I was privileged and I was honored to put an also motion through Sheffield City Council to put a pressure on the UK government to be first.
This seems to be spurring on other cities across the country who are taking interest in Somaliland as well.
Yes, I have received so many calls from other cities where I have links. They are very much interested to follow the same footsteps or the precedent we have set up.
Somaliland has a big expatriate population with large communities in Europe, North America and the United Arab Emirates. They're putting pressure on the governments of their adopted countries to recognise their home state. And the Sheffield vote is the first sign that this campaign is having an impact.
The city I born is called Bor'a. A part of the city, one place is called October. The October is a month of our dictator, previous president, when he get the power, is called October. And then he named that Bor'a. Now they changed to Sheffield. So that is showing you, back to home, how reaction it is as well.
Somalilanders around the world hope that this one small step, which is largely symbolic, will encourage their own governments to recognise the state. So far, the UK government and others are advocating a combined solution for Somalia and Somaliland. But it seems for the international Somaliland community, this will never be enough. This is Ashley Byrne for DW in Sheffield, in the north of England.